Well, that happened. Okay. That gives you kind of an approximation of what he was trying to intend there. Anyway, thank you very much. The next piece, a set of three preludes and fugues by Bach. And they're all taken from book one of The Well-Tempered Clavier. So I'll explain a few things. First of all, you might be wondering, what the heck is a prelude and what the heck is a fugue? Well, a prelude can be anything. So it's sort of a free-form piece of music. A fugue is much more structured, and it has a melody that keeps coming in at different times throughout the piece. The entrances are usually in different keys, and it's very, very structured. That's all I'll say about fugues for now. What's interesting about the collection of The Well-Tempered Clavier, it's a set of 24 preludes and fugues, one in each major and minor key. Now, you say, well, what's special about that? But when he wrote them back in the first decade of the 1700s, it was unusual to have an instrument that was playable in every single key. If you think about a guitar, guitars work really well in the key of E or A or D. They don't work so well in E-flat or A-flat or anything with flats, right? So the tuning system that Bach was promoting was called well-tempered. The tuning system of this piano and all modern-day pianos is called even temperament. But regardless, there are a bunch of tunings still out there. Chris is an expert on a ton of different tunings. You want to talk to him about well-tempered and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, so I'm going to play the six movements. I'm going to play the first three in the first three major keys, so C major, C sharp major, and D major. So prelude and fugue in C major, prelude and fugue in C sharp major, and prelude and fugue in D major. And for all you musicians out there, you're going, C sharp major, is that a key? Yes, it is. It has seven sharps. Pity me when it modulates into the key of E sharp minor. So I'm going to give extra credit to whoever knows what a fugue is. It's basically you have a little melodic entrance, and you'll hear that melodic entrance go throughout the piece. Now, I'm going to give it away. There are 11 entrances in the second one. There are 12 entrances in the third one. But if you can hear how many entrances of the fugal theme there are in the first prelude and fugue, the one in C, you get an extra prize. All right? I'll take it. I know, it's the first one. I know. But programmatically. Very tricky.
You didn't want to prize the melodic.
Oh, that's a good idea. Why don't I do that? And thank you. Thank you very much. So
we can at least know we're counting the right thing.
So the very first prelude is very famous, the one in C major. You've heard it before. In fact, Schubert actually said it to the religious piece Ave Maria. He took the exact same piece that Bach wrote and he laid a melody on top of it. So it might sound familiar, and please don't sing Ave Maria. So here's the theme for fugue number one. And you'll hear it a bunch of times. It comes in secondly. It comes in different keys, if I can find one here. It's the same. And here's another one. You get the idea, but I try to make it really clear when it comes in, yes.
A question, if the little melodic fragment is happening in one line, can the left hand enter the same melodic line before the other one's finished?
No.
Are they going to push against each other, or is it one at a time?
Well, you've got four voices going at the same time, so you don't need to do that. You can have more than one happening at the same time, and he'll do that. In fact, there's a part there, and I'm just so proud of this. Okay, here's the theme to the second fugue. Easier to hear. And the third one I'm not even going to bother playing because you'll hear it, trust me.
Alright?
Sorry, the first one? Okay, good. Alright, okay. Okay. The trick is in the fifth and sixth notes. That's the hook that you'll hear. And that'll tell you, oh yeah, it's a theme. Okay? Now, some themes he'll start, but he won't finish.
That's what I'm wondering.
That doesn't count. It's got to go all the way through.
Okay. Oh, that makes it
anybody could
hard
just play
theory.
The first few notes. In fact, he does that a lot in the second fugue. He'll start it, but he won't finish it.
It's a challenge to be a Gary
Sanders. Okay. So now that I've totally rested your minds, just please enjoy the next six pieces and hold your applause till the end of the six. Thanks.